Utah Governor Gary Herbert is calling on Congress to approve Trade Promotion Authority, also called Fast Track, for the controversial Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Agreement. Herbert and Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper sent a letter to Congress stressing that the TPP could boost their state's economies. But they may be in the minority. Del Cox, who heads the Utah AFL-CIO, says Fast Track would give President Obama the power to negotiate the massive trade deal between the U.S. and 11 other nations, while restricting Congress's ability to modify it.
The Fast Track bypasses Congress when the trade deal is negotiated. It's done in secret. Nobody knows what's in it. And Congress can either vote yes or no. They can't make additions, deletions.
The House is preparing to vote on the Fast Track proposal, which the Senate already passed. There are reports that earlier this month, several groups presented Congress with petitions containing about 2 million signatures opposing Fast Track. In his letter to Congress, Herbert says $1 billion in U.S. exports supports 5,000 jobs in America. However, Cox says previous international trade agreements have a history of killing jobs.
My reaction to the governor is I hope those 5,000 jobs materialize, but as with past trade agreements, it seems more jobs go offshore than come to American citizens.
Cox believes the major problem with the TPP remains that the 1,200-page bill, involving 40% of the global economy, has been negotiated in secret and very little is known about the details. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Melissa Allison.